Welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, and we've got the great Dean Bulldog Ritchie in the studio on a Wednesday morning. Bulldog, great to have you in as always. It's been a sad couple of days for rugby league, losing a legend in John Sattler, and particularly a legend there at Souths.
Yeah, good morning, Mido, Laurie, Clarkie, certainly.
Good morning, buddy.
Has been a very sad couple of days for rugby league, a true icon, and it's not many players in the game, men, where you just say the name and it conjures up images. And when you say Sattler, you just know that stands for toughness. And I always love the story in that grand final in 1970 when John Sleepy Bucknell broke his jaw in three places. This is how tough Sattler was. He said to Mike Cleary, "Hold me up because I don't want the bastards to know that I'm not feeling great."
Unreal.
That's just tough. It was a very sad day. I think a lot of people were touched by Sats over the years. Apart from being tough, rugged, fierce, ferocious on the footy field, they also called him Gentleman John, because off field, he was just that, a thorough gentleman.
Quietly spoken, wasn't he?
Mm.
When you actually met him, I was telling the boys yesterday, you know, growing up, you hear the stories of Johnny Sattler and the great St George teams and the South Sydney Rabbitohs players, and then when you actually get to meet them after the stories, you just can't match it up. You go, surely this can't be that person that they all speak about so highly of, because he was such a genuine, thoughtful, quiet sort of fella.
I heard someone yesterday, Laurie, and it's just alluded me, saying that you would watch him at Redfern and he would go as hard as any player in the world in terms of aggression, and then you'd go out after the game and you'd see Sats walking an old lady across Chalmers Street to the Leeds Club. It's just who he was. And it's the same in the next era with his son Scott, absolute champion bloke. And, of course, all our condolences go out to Scott and the Sattler family.
Bulldog, do we do enough for our... It's not legends of our game, but it's like just the athletes and the people that have come before us, do we do enough for them and pay enough respect while they're alive? Like, I feel like we do this regularly with in life in general. When somebody passes, then we look to celebrate their legacy or celebrate what they've given us. Do we do enough of this while they're alive? Like, why don't we talk about, you know, why are we so scared to, I don't know, pump people up and put them on a pedestal and thank them? And, you know, I know, yeah, you can only name so many people, cause so many grandstands after people or build so many statues. I'm not saying that, but I'm just, in general, our chat, it seems like we have to wait till somebody passes away before we get the comfort to be able to praise them, which I think is bullshit.
Yeah, I guess that's just life, isn't it, Clarkie?
In general,
is it though? We all
like
do that.
Like, you've been in the media for, you know, such a long period of time. Is there not a space? Is there not a place where we should do this more often?
We do, to be fair, have the immortals, and we have a Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And each club's got life members. So yep. I guess that is a starting point to recognise
the traits of
what these legends did before us. I always feel, though, Clarkie, I'm in my early 50s now. I remember the players who played in the 70s and 80s. Loz, you're same age roughly as me. But when we move on, that era back then sort of gets forgotten a bit because we in the media have moved on.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody younger comes in and they don't know that era. And that's fine. It's not their fault either. It's just a revolving cycle of life, Clarkie.
Yeah.
But there are players who are passing away now who I knew, and I'm writing tributes to them in the paper, but I fear that in 10 years' time when I've moved on, will they be remembered? Who will know those people? What do you do? It's just the cycle of life, isn't it?
We also lost another former rugby league player yesterday, Bulldog. Kyle Watt, former West Magpies, Bulldogs and Steelers player.
Yeah, went to England, played for Widnes and Workington Town too, Laurie. Tough prop. Kyle had his issues and demons in life. I know his brother Josh, who also played for the Magpies, a terrific little halfback. He posted on social media, I think 3 years ago, saying that Kyle had gone missing. They found Kyle in the Queensland town of Warwick. He was homeless at the time. Josh went and got Kyle and obviously tried to get him back on his feet. All I know at this point, Laurie, is that Kyle was found, had passed away in his sleep at his Penrith home on, I think it was Sunday night. Very sad, 53 years old, tough player. We just watched a video of Kyle, didn't we, when he was playing for the Bulldogs, and there weren't many tougher. I think he played about 96, 7 games of first grade through England and Australia. But very sad to lose anybody, but at 53, that's far too young.
It's going to be some occasion, isn't it, Saturday night for the South Manly game at Accor Stadium. There's going to be a stack of tributes for sure, as there should be, though, to the great John Sattler.
Yeah, isn't it ironic that Manly play South the first game
1970 grand final
after John passes away? But you'd imagine there would be large screen tributes. Hopefully some of the old boys will be at the ground, maybe even forming a guard of honour for the current team. I'd imagine there'd be black armbands. South Sydney are very, very good at these moments, the times of need and condolence. I had an email from Russell Crowe yesterday. There's a story in today's paper. Russell talking about how he first met John and how he spoke to John about the takeover in 2006 and how he sort of really wanted John's approval to push forward with the proposal, which of course did win in the end. So that shows you how much John Sattler meant to South, that Russell Crowe, who is an Academy Award winner, needed and wanted John Sattler's approval before pushing ahead. And they became good friends after it. And Russell also pointed out a photo. He said there is no more South Sydney than the photo of John Sattler embracing Sam Burgess after South won the 14 grand final. Sam had a black eye, cheekbone fracture, Clive Churchill medal around his neck, and there's John Sattler with him. It was an image that will always be remembered, not only in rugby league, but certainly in the history of South Sydney.
Okay, so we've got Parramatta Penrith tomorrow night, the grand final rematch. Ryan Madison, why wasn't he able to reverse that decision, which you've written extensively about in the Telegraph?
I did a bit of digging around, Middo, about this story over the last day or two and found out that the code, the NRL code, simply does not allow, legally, anyone to reconsider their initial plea. You plead guilty, you get your suspension, that's it. Parramatta, to their credit, tried 5 times through their CEO, through their football manager, through their chairman, spoke to Andrew Abdo, Peter Volandis. They did what they should have done and tried desperately to get Ryan Madison to reverse that decision so he would pay the fine and not accept the 3 games. But every avenue they went, they were told clearly that it just cannot be done. There's no avenue available for that decision to be reversed. It's a regrettable decision. No doubt Parramatta's disappointed. Ryan, maybe in hindsight, might be disappointed. I guess we wouldn't be talking about it as such a topical issue had Parramatta won 1 or 2 games, but the point is that they are 0-3, and Ryan is back this week. So for all the talk about Ryan being on the booze and concussion, that's all fair. It's all legitimate, but it doesn't matter. He could not have made that decision be reversed. The rules simply do not allow it.
It's a big game, isn't it, for Parramatta? I mean, they could be staring down the barrel of 0-4, and you'd nearly think if it's 0-4, it's going to be a massive ask then to make final or play finals footy.
2 phone calls yesterday, Loz. I won't tell you who they're from. Both calls saying that they have little spies in and around Parramatta, and they reckon that Parramatta are ready for an ambush. They think that Parramatta players know the importance and they are going to come out and absolutely let rip. So, if you've got a few bucks,
well, if
go
you're
to
not,
the tab.
If you're not on now, none from 3. If you are not turning up for training going, listen, if we lose this game, take my house.
No, that's your attitude.
You are walking out there willing to die for your team.
I'm just saying that some games you're up a bit more than others. You guys know that.
Thanks for the scoop. None from 3.
I know that.
If you're not up now, you're in deep trouble.
It's an ambush. I'm giving you a tip. Okay. Either you back them or you don't, okay. But don't sit here next Wednesday going, dog, well, I wish I'd back Parramatta.
Are they good enough? Forget yes. about. Forget all of a sudden they're up. What were you doing the first 3 weeks? But anyway, you're up this week.
Well, they're
are they good
by
enough?
Four in three successive games.
Got it.
So clearly
let's say they get
side.
Into the exact same situation. We had Gutho on the other day. Loz asked him straight. Okay, so you know this is your area where you need to improve, but what are you doing about it? Because Gutho said pretty clearly that he feels like it's been consistent in those three games. It's the individual moment where you're just making a mistake or an error and it's letting the team down. Gutho's probably the one that's been brilliant. He's been leading from the front. But what's going to make it different this week? What are they doing to make it different this week?
Well, it depends on the opposition. It depends on the time of the game. It depends on multiple factors during the game, as you know, Loz.
Aren't they playing the best team in the comp?
But you can't just flick the button, Clarkie, and say, we'll win this week.
But you're telling me that's actually what they're doing. There's the whispers around
saying they're
up this week.
I'm just saying there's an ambush.
No, Bulldogs saying there's value in Parramatta.
No, I didn't hear Bulldogs say the word value. No, I heard the word ambush. I'm saying, so you're telling me they're now going to flick a switch. I'm saying
they will be
you
up,
can't.
And, up and at them. What are they paying, Mido?
$3 at them last week, too.
$3.15.
They're up and at them at Manly.
You can say all you want. You can gang up on me. Go on, gang up. Do
we
what you normally do every
love
Wednesday.
You. We love you. We
but
love
when
you.
They win...
I'll say, you were right.
Thank you, Clarkie.
But then I'll also say, hang on. So now I'll say, so you can flick a switch. Because they were up last week and the week before and the week before. But they
were they up last week?
Mate.
Well, against Manly.
They'd lost the first
I'm just
two.
Saying, what is up?
Well, they were emotionally attached to the game. They just weren't good enough to clinch it in the big moments.
And aren't they playing a better team
this
week?
They did that the last
three games.
The Panthers?
The Panthers looked last weekend like they're back to their best.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I'm only trying to give the punters out there a bit of value.
You know,
I won't bother
next
week.
Oh, now you mentioned value. Where was the
I'll
value?
I'll go on another radio station. They appreciate me.
You mate, have been ambushed here.
Yeah,
just for you,
you're right,
I'm going to have a pineapple on them.
Thank
there you.
No, I'll probably stick some
just
money on them as well.
I'll bib and bub over here.
I hope you are right, Bulldog, because I think Loz is spot on. If Parra don't win this weekend, and I know they're playing a good Panthers outfit who looked the best they looked last week. They're
at least
deep
you confront
trouble.
Me, Clucky. Bugger likes to sit there with a snarl on his face, staring at me as if to say you're an idiot. That's
you know,
they're up this
don't
week.
Stare at him like that.
But Loz, they're up this week.
I reckon
week.
They can win.
Parra's up this week.
Right. What do you mean? I just stared at you.
You do. You just stare at me with that look on your face as if to say the think bubble is you're an idiot.
And can I'll you, prove
generally,
it correct.
And generally you say it as well.
I want your headline, told you so. You're exclusive to be told you so when Parra will
I
beat
want
the Panthers.
Texts from all three of you at full time.
Are you
right?
backing Parra to beat Penrith?
Yes.
I'm with him.
Oh, you got no choice now. You've had your head up his backside. Of course you've got no choice.
Oh, that's a terrible thought. We're going to have to take a break.
Not only for you, what about me?
Dean Bulldog Richie in the studio. Give us a call, by the way. Bulldog's happy to take
any
all
support
questions.
Out there?
1353-53.
Glory boy, Australian captain.
There's some support. Are Tigers up for an ambush, Clarkie? No, I'm not seeing much support here, Bulldog.
Fair enough.
Not yet. You've got my support, though.
Thanks.
I'm
that's all that matters,
Mido.
That's all that matters.
Now, a core stadium, the surface, because, you know, there's been a lot of toe-tapping going on there to the likes of Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran. What's going on with it? Because I know there are big complaints down in Melbourne about the MCG surface with the AFL season starting. So how's a core looking after a lot of boogieing going on?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good, Mido. What they've done is that they knew that a summer of concerts would obviously take a toll. You mentioned Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, someone called Post Malone, who I don't know, Clarkie. You
Post
might know
Malone.
That.
Yeah,
you heard of
Post Malone? Really? Yeah, okay. Brilliant. Yeah, a few tattoos, probably too many for your liking.
No, not a tattoo, man. Mm. So, they, as in our core, decided to have some grass being grown, I guess is the right word, in Western Sydney, and they've shipped it in once the concerts are over. It's been totally relayed, the surface, the irrigation system has been improved and increased at a cost, I might add, of $1 million, but it does mean that the surface will be in pristine condition for the first game at a core, which is the Saturday night game we discussed, Mido, South Manly, and then from there on, obviously the football season's in full swing. It'll get its wear and tear, but going into the season, it's been fully revamped, done up the playing surface, and there shouldn't be any problems with footing or injuries.
What'd you make of the Felice Kafusi suspension? 4 weeks.
I thought it was harsh.
Ridiculous,
yeah,
isn't it?
On face value. And there's a million variables now. Mido, there's loading, there's carryover points and all that. We can go through all that. And it's very complicated, confusing. But it just doesn't pass the pub test in my eyes. He was committed to the tackle. I wouldn't have suspended him at all. I just think it was
a penalty at most.
A penalty and, you know, let's get on with the game. But for 4 weeks, I thought Joseph Suoli'i's tackle was worse, and he got a fine, didn't he, Loz?
Yeah, he did. And the issue we always speak about is consistency. We're never going to get consistency, but just on face value alone, you look at that Kafusi tackle. I looked at it and went, look, if you're going to suspend him, possibly a week, but let's not overreact. And I think with 4 weeks, that's a big overreaction. I know there's different circumstances and loadings, or not loadings, but, you know, they're going to plead for a downgrade. They didn't get that. They get the extra week. But I just thought it was way over the top.
It's a tough game, rugby league. It is a tough game. And you, as a playmaker, if you want to dig into the line, you're going to have to cop a whack. That's part of the deal in putting the number 7 jersey on your back. And Sean O'Sullivan copped a whack.
Yeah, I can't.
Game set match, it's all over. Everyone move on.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, mate. I think that Jackson Hastings, you're talking about.
Jackson Hastings, sorry. Yeah, Jackson sorry. Hastings, yeah. Apologies.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree with you, mate. I didn't think it was worthy of a four-match ban.
I did notice that Jackson got up, and look, I don't know whether he was injured or not.
No, he said he wasn't injured.
But he went through the old, you know, move my neck around, move my arm around, and they dragged him off the field. So as we discussed on the show last week, any of feigning of injuries these days is going to backfire because that's exactly what the independent doctor is looking for. People shaking their heads and pretending that they're crook, and they go, beautiful, come with me. You're off the field for 15 minutes. So at least if there's one good thing about the independent doctor, it'll take all those feigning of injuries out of our game because I think we're all unified in saying we hate it.
I know it was a report in the rival paper yesterday. In the Herald.
I wouldn't have seen it then.
Anthony Griffin having to reapply for his job, Bulldog. If this report is correct, isn't his position untenable as of today?
Well, it's certainly a slap in the face for Hook, isn't it? This is for 2024.
Correct.
So he does have this year. And look, if Hook's got him humming along mid-season, he may well end up getting a contract extension, but to me, that's the writing on the wall for Anthony Griffin. And for them to come out publicly and say it, I figure that Hook knows he's on limited time there. I just get the feeling, and I might be wrong, and it's just my opinion, Loz, I'll ask you, no matter what Hook does this year, I just get the feeling they want to go in another direction.
Well, reading between the lines, yeah, you would say that, I suppose.
I mean, if they get a new coach, Laurie, for 24, when do they have to announce it? You've got to give that coach some time, don't you?
Well, you'd like to think he'll have an input into the players that they're going to bring to the club the next year. But again, it'll depend on who you want to coach and what style of coach are you after. Are you after a young coach that can relate a bit more to players? Are you after a hard-nosed coach that's really going to drive sort of different standards and be a bit older school, I suppose. But if you're looking at the list of coaches who are available, most of them are rookies that they're speaking about. You know, the guys like your Jason Rolls, your Ben Hornbys, your Dean Youngs. And then you've got the older, more experienced coach like a Flanagan, like a Madge Maguire. And even Dez's name's been mentioned to the Dragons. So I suppose it just comes down to what they're looking for and what will best suit the group of players that they've got.
I spoke to Dez yesterday. He's just annoying everybody and anybody that he can find.
Is he relaxed or not?
Yeah, he's relaxed. But he's annoying anybody who will pick up the phone.
Right. And he's keen to get back into it?
Yeah, he'd love to coach again.
Yep.
He knows that. And I still believe that any club in dire straits could do a whole lot worse than say to Des Hasler, you got 2 years, Des. This is not a long-term gig, but get in there, clean it out, fix it up, tidy up the rough edges, take someone with you for the journey, and then hand over.
I think you could do a lot worse than Des Hasler. A club's going to cede complete control like the control that Des had at Manly. That's not going to happen again at another club.
But Des also knows me, though, that if that's... They are the perimeters to get that job for 2 years, and he's going to have to toe the line.
As for support on the text line, I'm with Loza. I'm with your Bulldog. Come on, the mighty Eels. Get there. That's from a lifelong Eels fan, Chriso at Albion Park.
Good on you, Chriso.
Parramatta is just, says crap, but uses the other word, says kingy.
Kingy.
So that's the extent of the support you've got this morning.
Well, there's no point debating this any longer because we've got the 7:30 news. We're already late.
Go the ambush.
But I will say this. Next
Zero
week.
Zero and three. Ambush. Next week. Ambush is on, boys. On. Ambush.
When I come into this studio.
Tigers are up this week as well. Yeah. Look out, Melbourne. Ambush.
I want the
Look
glory.
Out, Melbourne. An
I want the glory
coming.
Boys to grovel.
Right. Look out. The Tigers are up this week. Don't worry about that.
I want them to be on their knees. Begging for forgiveness.
Can't wait.
Mm. Third one-day international tonight, Australia and India to close the tour. And we're $2.20 outsiders, India $1.68 with tab. Come on, Clarky, give us a prediction. Leading run scorer for Australia. Who have you got? Well, we don't know if David Warner's going to play for a start. Well, you may as well not play him if he's still yet to get a medical clearance from this fractured elbow. Do you play?
The other thing, He didn't score any runs in the Test series over there. He's had no cricket in between, and you got Travis Head and Mitchell Marsh to getting us off to a flyer.
Mm.
So in a game that winner takes all. So yeah, I don't know why they took him, to be honest. If his elbow wasn't right, actually somebody texted through early this morning and said he might have strained his quad when he first got to India. So it mightn't be the elbow, it might be a strained quad, but I haven't heard anything about that. So either way, if he's not 100% fit, batting well, I don't think it's worth the risk. Marsh and Head are batting beautifully at the top of the order. I'm going to say... Well, then I'm going to go Travis Head, leading run scorer.
$4.50. There. We can win this tonight.
Yep, definitely. Definitely we can win this. I think we can win the World Cup over there.
All toss.
I really
related.
Do. Nah, irrelevant. One day cricket.
Tonight?
Irrelevant.
Oh, but the other day, like the toss in both games have been excellent to win.
Nah, Aussies would have made a lot more if we batted in the first innings than India did. We wouldn't have got bowled out for that. There's some swing, but nah, we would have been fine. They're our conditions. I think toss
we got,
irrelevant.
We got bowled out cheaply in game one, though. What was it, 180?
188.
And we got off to a flyer.
Didn't swing though. Wasn't the swing.
Yeah, but didn't do. Nah, didn't do anything.
I like
bad.
Us. I'm backing us, Aussies to win 2-1.
Just some other news around the traps. Aaron Moy's out of the friendlies between the Socceroos and Ecuador. He has a back problem, and Graham Arnold called up St Mirren defender Ryan Strain, who used to play for Adelaide United. So that first match is at Combank Stadium on Friday night. The second on Tuesday at Marvel Stadium there. In Melbourne, just bring up Melbourne. I was watching, just flicked it across to Fox Footy the other night. Craig McRae, Lots, who you're a fan of, Collingwood coach, mentioned 10 minutes before a game. How about this? This is very 2023. 10 minutes before a game, he goes and finds a spot and meditates by himself. So before he goes up to the coach's box, just finds an area. Right. Does a bit of meditation.
Is that before he's spoken to the team and give final instructions?
Yes, because they go out on the field and have, you know, a 10-minute warm-up,
so he's
basically.
Probably also in that meditation thinking about how he's going to address the group.
No, sorry. Oh, yeah, probably would be, because he'd get last word before he goes up to the box when they're on the field.
Yeah, so I'd say that
so
just
that
helps.
So period just
I'd
before
say
they
that
run
would
the
help
field.
Him
yeah.
gather his thoughts to address his team for one last time before they run out there on the field. But I like Collingwood. I know that people thought they wouldn't go as well this year, but the way they played last year, mate, they played until the final siren. You hear that all the time, you know, played until the final siren. But they won tight games last year, and they just kept coming. And even in that semi-final against the Swans, Swans were up by
four or five goals start of the last quarter.
And they just kept coming and coming, and you got the feeling they were wearing them down. Then again the other night, opening game of the season against Geelong, the reigning premiers, they wore them down. So they got a lot of run. They got a lot of. They must be very fit.
Meditation. That's right in the John Buchanan mold, wouldn't it have been, pup?
Well, Buck liked a few.
He was into the quirky stuff,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was into like reading, like you
reading
had to,
poetry.
Yeah, to read a poem.
Imagine you
Umbrella.
Reading poetry.
He put
how'd
a note
your
under,
poem go?
No, he put a note under my door. I had to stand up in front of the group and talk about Umbrella for 5 minutes.
Did you just start singing Rihanna or something?
I didn't do it. I said, John, yeah. I don't understand what you want me to do here. Do you want me to stand in front of the group and talk because that's good growth for me, like public speaking like you do at school, then understood. But maybe a topic that's relevant. I don't know if Umbrella is relevant. Buck had a lot of different ideas that didn't get over the line with the team, but he had some ideas that the boot camp I thought was brilliant for us. A lot of people didn't like it, but I thought it brought our team together and took us outside our comfort zone, and we did stuff together as a group that made us a stronger team. I don't know if you need to go and sleep on the ground to get that, but that experience with that playing group definitely did bring us together. But yeah, there are a number of things that the boys didn't partake in that were different. Let's say different.
I could imagine. 13-53-53 is the number. By the way, thanks again for the RMs, pup.
No, welcome.
Unreal. Yeah. Are you ever wear yours, Loss?
I don't wear mine.
Well, you're just waiting for a special occasion?
Yep. Waiting for blisters.
No.
They give you blisters first few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you've got to be smarter than that. You've got to put either a Band-Aid or some tape at the back.
Yeah?
Yeah. No. Don't wear them first up.
How come you've got your number ones on? Have you got something on today?
Yeah, just got a little job to
Cha-ching.
Do in the middle. No.
You two seem to have
company
make a lot of on-the-side cash. Is it old school, like, cash in hand, or is it you're paying your tax? Do I need to contact the ATO?
No one believes in that anymore. Even when you go to a cafe or somewhere.
What do you mean? Don't believe in what?
Cash? No, you got a tap. I still haven't got my tapper yet.
Oh, my dad blows up.
Oh, my God.
Blows up about it.
I still haven't got my tapper yet.
Just listen. Just keep your cash in your drawer. If something goes wrong online, you're going to be fine. You'll be able to afford whatever you like because you've got cash in the drawer. Under your pillow.
Haven't got enough.
No one does. Cash is still king, Loz.
Yeah. No, I like physically getting it out of my wallet.
Paying. Yeah, you can
and
pay me
getting
cash
the money back
like.
And then putting it back in my wallet. Mm. I'm not a fan of this tap thing.
Because you can't see how much you're spending, that's
no,
why.
No, exactly right.
Assume it's lots when you spend.
Tap.
Yeah. Yeah, like Minnow's
goal. Oh, people just go, yeah, tap it, tap it.
Sure.
Yep. Don't have a look. Yep. Yeah,
if you don't see it, it doesn't count.
No.
Can he set it up on his phone? Just go and set it up for him.
Yep.
No, but I don't. Well, yeah, you can set it up because I want to set it up out of my savings, not my. I don't want it on credit.
No, easy. Yeah, that's fine. You just got to make sure there's money in your savings.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah, fine. No difference.
Because then if that runs out, it runs out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be.
Yeah, but what you don't want is to be sitting at the cafe, go to buy, three coffees, and you give it the old beep, 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 beep. It's a bit embarrassing. Oh, no, you love that, and you look at us and go, hey, you're a shout.
No, well, people still look at me funny because, with the card.
Yeah.
You've got to insert.
Yes.
So you insert, then sometimes it declines, but you've got to slide it.
Yeah, but you can tap the card.
I know, but I haven't. No.
But
I haven't
set
I worked. You told me that before, but I haven't set it up yet.
I don't think there's a card on the planet that you can't tap.
Yeah, but I don't.
It still can't. Like
you got to get a separate card. You can't do it on your
same
card.
Same card. I actually think you can tap. You just haven't tried it. You know when you swipe.
Yeah, but if I tap my credit card, it's coming out of the credit card, isn't it?
If you
I don't want to do that. I want it to come out of my savings.
So every time you swipe, you always tap on savings, do you?
Yes.
Okay. So if you buy
number two,
okay,
savings.
No, you can tap off savings. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, but you've got to have a card to do that. I think you've got to go and get a card because I think we had this discussion.
You just need a debit card. Not a credit card. Yeah, you just need a
debit card.
That's what you need. Yep. So everything comes out of savings.
Savings, yeah.
Okay, we can fix this. We can do this.
David Stanley, good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
I was just having an argument with a mate. FYG, do you use that?
No.
For your guide.
For your guide. See, so
I was thinking something else then. Yeah. It wasn't started with four. No.
Yeah. I can't. When people do the, or the I, is it the I? Hang on. I-K-Y.
F-Y-G. Like,
yeah, have you heard of that?
You know. No, I don't think it's for your guide.
Mate.
I was having an argument
with a mate right now over it.
I was with you, pup, then. I was going to...
Did he tell you it means for your guide?
Yeah,
or have you Googled it?
No, he did.
Yeah, I reckon that's code.
And I was like,
What's the argument now?
What are you code? What are you using code for?
Look, this is a mate of mine who honestly can put numbers in his head and he's got it like that. He can't spell his own name. Seriously. Absolutely useless.
What's the argument about?
I'll even give him up, Sam Ellis.
Yeah.
You are useless. Hope it gets back to him.
W-T...
No, it's F-Y-G. Oh,
F-Y-G.
F-Y-G.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of like things...
F-Y-G.
You know what emoji... You know how we're talking about phones and...
Internet banking. We're talking about Loz.
Loz doesn't know what's going on with his cards, but we're talking about emojis. You know what emoji I can't cop?
Which one?
The thumbs up.
Why?
Oh, I always do it.
I do too.
I think the thumbs up is like the harmless chat last week. Like the thumbs up.
Oh, come on.
Well, it's just good, mate. All good.
No, but just don't. Just write all good. The thumbs up does me. I don't know why.
What do you want? Like a big love heart?
I don't know, something.
What are you looking for?
I don't
big
know.
Cuddle. The cuddle emoji.
The cuddle emoji. I don't know. Just the thumbs up.
Yeah.
I was going to bring it up with you privately.
Is that because Loz give it to you all the time?
I do it to everyone.
Loz will give a tip.
Oh, you do it every day when we get our run sheet. Yeah. You send a thumbs up.
The thumbs up is just a bit of a...
What's that? Is that bad?
No, I'm with you.
Get back to the thumbs up. Why is that offensive?
Well, no, I don't find it offensive.
It's lazy. It's just a lazy thanks, mate. That's like, all right. Oh, yeah, he hasn't got time to write it. He's busy.
Yeah, well just like something else would be lazy.
Mate, like if you give the... Listen, like
if you give, what's that one?
What's
the okay?
That?
Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah, the old...
What's that?
Listen, he's driving his car and texting illegally. Yeah. He hasn't got time to write, so he's got to give you the thumbs up.
I suppose, at least not throwing eggplants or anything like that in the group chat. And everyone's going, what's going on here? The big Lozza. The big Lozza.
What is a thumb?
I think you had issues? No, it just... I don't know, it's one of those things, like... You know, when someone gives the thumbs up, I'll tell you another thing too.
Have you got yourself a sticker? Honestly, DS sticker.
No, I haven't got a sticker. No,
mate, I must be getting old. The thumbs up.
I'll tell you what. Does this annoy you?
I just want a brown thumbs up, not a yellow one.
When you send someone an email or a text or a message on the Instagram, and you can see they've read it.
Yeah, don't reply.
But they haven't replied.
Yeah, like WhatsApp, you get the double blue tick.
Double blue.
And then they don't come back for 4 hours.
Pup, you're notorious for
mate,
that.
No, mate. Oh, yeah. I read it. I'll get back to you later.
Hey, pup, what are you doing? Dot blue dots.
Yeah.
4 days, never reply.
I think I'm one of them. Yeah. I think I'm one of them.
If you're busy, you're busy.
Yeah, if you're busy, you're busy.
Busy, you're busy.
If you're free, you come back straight away. I'm away.
And I reckon we'll all have one of these.
Oh, no.
You got the mate, all right?
Yeah.
And your mate is always up for a chat. So you know he rings you when he's got 20 or 30.
No way.
No.
But be careful. You'll be walking down the street.
Yeah.
Go to reject his call. He'll be driving past watching you.
I've got one of the...
They ring you at the wrong time. Mate. And you haven't got 20 or 30 minutes to chat.
Yeah. I've got one of my
complex. And you're going, what do I do here? I'll just let it go. I'll ring him later.
If the phone's ringing, do you hang it up? Do you reject the call or let it ring out?
No, ring out.
Yeah, so he thinks you're busy. I want another call.
Let it ring out. And it's always, though, around dinner time or there'll be something happening that you're doing and that's always when... It's like they know. It's like they know you've just sat down to have a meal. Next minute, the phone's going off.
They're probably watching.
And because Laurie's got this flip thing, you flip it over. Oh, no, put that down.
Oh my God.
The other thing, too, I know obviously we're going to get to Racing HQ pretty soon and we're going to be talking about the Tancred Stakes, but I must admit, what I love about this job, boys, is obviously, you know, growing up watching you, Middo, there on Fox Sports, you know.
It was in black and white.
But I've literally, partners, just had a conversation with the great L Daly about his debit card and credit card, and he's talking to me going, so hang on, if I add this card to my phone, can I tap it? But I don't... Mate, that's sensational.
Yeah.
Well,
good luck to you. Good. No wonder Michelle just loves going on trips and going, yeah, see you, mate, have a good one.
Well, I don't like it because
he doesn't know what
tapper.
The wife's spending,
my
for sure.
Kids are tappers. And they've got no idea what they're spending, and I'm sure it's hooked
they're
up to...
They're spending your money. Care.
And my wife does it. And I'm like, no, don't tap. I need to see what you're spending.
Yeah, but you know that comes up on your statement. It doesn't mean that you don't, see
get
on
the statement.
Don't you ever go into your internet bank...
Internet banking? No, I still
use checks.
On your
phone, on your app.
I still use checks, and people laugh at me for using checks.
What are you using a check for?
Because I like knowing what I've got in front of me, and I like to see how much is coming out of my account.
Hang on, so what was the last thing you bought via check? I've got to be serious.
No, I pay bills out of checks.
Oh, so like if like the power bill comes, you'll be able to pay via check? Oh, turn it up. Are you fair dinkum? Are you 100% fair dinkum? Pup, get off.
Yeah, check, mate.
Please.
I'm planning my day, mate.
It's 9:50. Hang on, it's 9:58. I'm not listening to checked out. He's
mate,
gone.
I'm not listening to laws about he still uses checks. I know, mate, I know.
So, honestly, if Energy Australia send you a bill check via email... Mate,
people look at me, they laugh at me.
Mate.
What about phone bills? Will you
Michelle
pay a phone
probably
look at his
does
phone.
It,
look
I
at
do.
The phone case he carries around. Look
you,
at his wallet.
You wouldn't pay
He's still got coins in his wallet, mate. Who does
pay.
That? Shake his wallet and $15 worth of 20-cent coins falls out.
Was it? You wouldn't pay a phone bill via check. You, like, if the Telstra bill comes, you pay by check.
Oh, well, I don't pay the bill.
No.
But what, now you don't pay bills?
No, Michelle will pay those bills. But if I've got something that I need to pay for, I'll just go and use a check.
Pay for a check. All right, well, there
Get
you
the
go,
coins.
Punters.
Get the coins.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Still using
I'm going to bring
box.
In my two checkbooks tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So you can see.
Can you bring your money box in as well?
No, I've given up on the money.
You've given up on the
Are you still
mine.
Using the dollar mine account?
He's still got the dollar mine account. mate, he saved the bank in June.
I did.
Only one with the
Which
check.
Bank? The Commonwealth Bank.
Mitch Cohen's going to join us. Hey, the Japanese
can I go
arrived.
Back to, can I go back to this?
Well, I want to know who it is. That's what I know.
Well, I'll tell you in
Tell me in 5
18
minutes.
Seconds.
The Japanese have arrived at Canterbury, guys, the Japanese horses. So they're here for the championships. After we saw what Dubai Honor did on Saturday, boy, oh boy, these internationals are going to be good.
On the spot, NMO, Dubai Honor. Queen Elizabeth.
Dubai Honor. From what I saw. Do we agree?
No,
trusting your eye.
Well, from what we saw on Saturday, if there's that cut, and then from what William Haggis said as well yesterday to the press, he said if there's any moisture around, he will be lengths better. So if he can go better than that, boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we'll see what happens because these Japanese horses are going to throw a little bit more spice in the mix. We're going to chat as well this morning with James Ross from the ATC, Brett Devine, and a stack of other interviews, boys. So I will let you go and enjoy your Wednesday. Some of the text lines.
Anyway,
go and enjoy your day, Middo. Hopefully your blob's all right. Pup's been on the DM and Loz are out to write some checks.
Happy Wednesday.
What do they say? Cash and checks and...
And what?
Snapping necks? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. See you, boys. Have a good one.